Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry, this podcast, this episode is a little bit later than it should be. It's a day later, which isn't too bad. To be honest, the private podcast that I have, you'll find a link to that in the description for this podcast if you're interested. The private podcast that I have, that was about 4 days too late. So it could have been worse. As I explained in that podcast, actually, I've just been a bit lazy and a bit busy at the same time. It's a combination of the two things. I don't know, why have I been lazy? It just happens from time to time, doesn't it? You just get that sort of feeling, or maybe it's burnout. Maybe I've been trying too hard. I know that when Friday comes, I do feel tired. I feel quite tired. I think it's just my job. There's a lot of concentration you have to do in my job. There's a lot of thinking. There's a lot of brain power that's being used, and it does tire me out. And I'm very grateful that I'm working from home, because it's quite a long journey into the office. It's almost a 3-hour journey into the office. And I think, almost 6 hours of traveling, plus all of the work I do every day, it would kill me. I'd feel dead by the time a week had finished. So I'm really glad that I'm able to work from home. I think the quality of my work is better because of it, because I don't have to spend energy traveling into work and back again. I think I can concentrate for longer on my work, and I've got like more brain power to give to my work because of it. On the other hand, I suppose it's nice to see everyone from time to time from a social point of view. I don't think it's helpful for my, when I say everyone, I mean everyone in work, everyone in the office. I don't think it helps my work at all. I think it has the opposite effect on my work. I find it a lot harder working in an office with people in talking every now and again, even if they're quiet. It's just someone else's presence in the room. I don't know, typing or whatever, or clicking, it always disturbs me. So I love like just silence when I'm working, and I get that here every day, apart from when the dogs bark occasionally, but that's not anything. But yeah, meeting up on the social for a social purpose, that's something I miss. But I'd like to do that outside of work, to be honest. That would work for me if everyone was closer. Like, I'd just work from home, and then like after work go down the pub or something with the people from work. I'd enjoy that kind of arrangement. But yeah, I do like remote work. But anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about feeling tired. I have been feeling tired. And what did I do over the weekend? I did a combination of putting things on the internet to sell, putting things up on eBay, or taking pictures and getting ready to sell some things, and then working on a guitar. My father has an old guitar. It's from the 60s. They don't make them anymore, and it's not a famous make. But it's a British guitar, which is really rare, you know, made in England. And it had a few problems, so I've done some work on it. I spent maybe 3 hours or more working on this guitar, and then cleaning it all up and making it play nicely, and putting some new strings on it. So that's ready for him to play now, and it's quite nice. I had a play on it. And it works nice. It sounds nice when you plug it in. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I haven't really got up to much. You know, I can't remember if I spoke about this last time or not. I may have done, because I like to speak about the weather a lot. But, wow, it's got colder. I really started to notice it. It happened, I think, about a week ago when I woke up. And I sort of felt this, like, well, cold. I felt this cold in my room that I haven't felt for a long time. And the central heating, the radiators, like the heating system, came on for the first time in ages. It's been off all over summer. It's been off for months and months. And yeah, it came on again. And it's like, okay. You know when the heating starts coming on, that the winter's really coming. And I remember stepping outside on that first morning when I could feel the cold, and I felt it. I felt that cold on my face. It was about 8 degrees outside, so it's really dropped lately. And well, the temperature has really dropped lately. And because of that, I've been wearing more when I'm working in my room. So I've got like dressed normally. And, you know, I don't know, trousers, jeans, whatever, and a jumper. And then I've got this, like, what do you call it? Like a house coat, like this big, I don't even know what, it's like a, I don't know. I think there's a house coat and there's a dressing gown, and I don't know the difference between the two, or maybe they're both the same. Who knows? But yeah, it's this thing that you normally put on when you wake up in the morning and it's cold and it's before you get dressed. You don't normally wear them when you're dressed, I don't think, but I'm so cold that I am. But that's just me. I'm weird. The heating's on. I think the heating's on. But unless I really put the heating up really high, I always feel cold. So I always wear like extra clothes in the winter. But speaking of putting the heating up high, I don't think anyone's doing that this winter. I think I talked about this maybe in the last episode. Maybe. To be honest, I forget what I'm talking about a lot lately. And that's because I'm doing two podcasts. I'm doing this one and I'm doing the other one, which is like the private one, the secret one. And I forget what I've talked about in which episode and in what order. So maybe I did. I have talked about it, but I just can't remember in which one, in which podcast anymore. But yeah, the prices are going crazy. So everyone's trying to save money by turning the heating down. So it might be a bit colder than usual this year. And it's not just that the price has got more expensive. No. It's not just gone up a little bit. It's crazy. It's like 4 times more expensive or something stupid. And it keeps going higher and higher. Anyway, enough about that. I've talked about it before. Did anyone see all of the queues in London? I remember, I'm pretty sure, again, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure I talked about this the last episode or the one before. saying how I needed to go to London at some point, but I probably didn't have to go anymore. And I was quite glad because I thought it was going to be really busy. Well, wow, it was really busy. I can't believe how long the queues were. At some point, the queues were between like a minimum of 12 hours and a maximum of 30 hours at the busiest period. 30 hours standing in a queue. I just can't imagine it. I'm amazed that people could do that. That's longer than a flight from here to Australia, that is. When I'm on a flight, when I've got like, you know, I'm sitting down, I've got food, I've got television in front of me, or, you know, well, not television, but you know what I mean. I can watch films and such. That's really, really, really boring. So like standing in a queue for that long, I don't know how anyone did it. Even 12-hour queue, I couldn't do it. I guess if it was like life or death, you know, if I had to stand in a 12-hour queue or die, then yeah, I could do it. But I mean, wow, the commitment that some people had is absolutely amazing. I don't know how they did it. Wow. And I don't think it was warm. I think the weather was pretty good. I don't think it was raining, but it's, you know, like I said, it's getting cold now. So standing there for that long in such cold weather, wow. Yeah, okay, I'm going to leave it there for today. If you'd like transcripts, if you'd like the text for any of these episodes, then you can find the details of where to find that in the description for this episode, or for the podcast. But until next time, I hope you have a lovely day, and bye-bye.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.